All right, this is it. This is the one. I've finally come up with the best ever foolproof plan to finally get my roommate to finally notice me. Finally. This is perfection personified, cleverness certified, excellence exemplified. This is the one that's going to make him finally see me as a woman, not just as a roommate, as someone that he wants to share a bed with, not just an apartment with. This is the one that's going to make him grab me and kiss me and bring me back to my room and throw me on the bed, have sex with me like 1,000 times and then fall madly in love with me. It's the perfect plan. Don't you think so, Mr. Snugglebutt? What? I said that last week. Yes, well, last week... yes, okay. Last week was a disaster. I'd been watching the Kiss Your Best Friend challenges on TikTok and thought to myself, hey self, this could work. This would get me his attention. This would make him grab me and kiss me and bring me back to my room and throw me on the bed, have sex with me like 1,000 times and then fall madly in love with me. And so, after 2 days of working up the courage, I caught him out in the living room, set up the phone, started playing the music, waited for that specific moment you were supposed to wait for, which I have to say was kind of a bad music choice because it took so long to get to that specific moment that the whole thing just felt awkward, as if it weren't awkward enough already, right? But I waited, got to the right point in the music, and went in for the kiss. And that actually worked. I kissed him. I mean, really kissed him. And I'm pretty sure he tried to kiss me back, which is when I got nervous and started to giggle. And then I laughed really hard right into his mouth, which made his cheeks puff up like a blowfish, which made me break the kiss and laugh even harder. And maybe accidentally spit all over his face just a little bit. So, okay, so I panicked a little and ran over and grabbed the phone and showed it to him and explained that it was all for a TikTok video and that it was all just a joke. And then showed him like 20 or 30 other videos of the same thing, making sure to choose ones where they all laughed and thought it was a great joke. And tried to skip over the ones where it was actually nice and romantic and where it actually, you know, worked out for them. So we had a good laugh, spent the next 45 minutes on the couch on our phones sending TikToks back and forth to each other and laughing. And then he said goodnight and went to his room and I came back here and frustratedly masturbated for like 2 hours. But as you can see, Mr. Snugglebutt, it wasn't a problem with the plan per se. It was a problem in the execution of said plan. Which is what makes this plan so much better. Because it really doesn't require anything from me. Well, okay, it does require one really big thing from me. But other than that, the entire onus is completely on him. And as you well know, he's cool as a cucumber and will handle it exactly the way he's supposed to. This is the TikTok drop the towel / nakey challenge. Challenge. It is genius in its simplicity. You wrap yourself in nothing but a towel, then walk to the area just outside the room where your significant other is sitting, drop the towel, hence the name of the challenge, and walk out into the room completely naked and film their reaction. Now, yes, technically you're supposed to do this with a husband or boyfriend or whatever significant other you have, and technically my roommate is none of those things. However, I'm doing this challenge in the hopes of making him my significant other, so technically, I believe that justifies the minor bending of the rules in this particular case. How do I know it will work, you ask, my fuzzy little confidant? Science. It is 100% scientifically guaranteed for success. As any scientist who studies such matters will tell you, all men like to look at naked women. Well, unless they're gay, or asexual, or just not attracted to women. But all heterosexual males like to look at naked women. And I know for a fact that my roomie is, in fact, a heterosexual male, based on the, I must admit, rather attractive young women he has brought to the apartment from time to time, and then taken to his room and shut the door, and proceeded to have disturbingly loud intercourse with them while I lay down in my room on my bed, which is situated right on the other side of the ridiculously thin wall, and furiously masturbated to the sounds, imagining it was me that he was making those sounds with. Where was I? Right, yes, he is definitely a heterosexual male. And when a heterosexual male sees a naked woman, any naked woman, he immediately becomes aroused. And when he becomes aroused, he gets attracted to the subject of that arousal. And when he gets attracted, he wants to have sex with that person like 1,000 times and fall madly in love with me and ask me to marry him and buy a house together. And so you see, Mr. Snugglebutt, it's simple science. The plan is foolproof because science says it is, and you can't argue with science. So I'm here. I'm in my towel and nothing else. I have my phone ready to record his reaction. And all I have to do now is wait for him to get back from lunch and come into the apartment. And I will commence Operation TikTok Drop the Towel Challenge / make my roommate grab me and kiss me and bring me back to my room and throw me on the bed and have sex with me like 1,000 times and fall madly in love with me and ask me to marry him and buy a house together and have some babies and live happily ever after. That operation name is a bit long. Needs some work. Okay, the scientifically proven plan is set. The operation is a go. As soon as he gets home, I will stroll out into the hallway, drop the towel to the floor, and stride out confidently into the living room and show him my naked body. With my slightly smaller breasts than he normally prefers, based on the stupidly attractive women he's brought here, and I'm a bit shorter than he usually likes, and I have the arse and hips of a 12-year-old boy, but still a naked woman, and science says it cannot fail. Don't you think so, Mr. Snugglebutt? It's the perfect plan, right? No, it's doomed to fail. I'll find some way to fuck it up and it'll be a complete disaster, just like every other boneheaded plan I've come up with so far. And you think I should stop with the stupid plans and ridiculous schemes and get dressed, wait for him to come home, sit him down on the couch like a normal adult human being and explain to him that I have feelings for him, that I hope he has feelings for me too, and that I'm interested in starting something special with him? I have to say, Mr. Snugglebutt, that was oddly rational and logical. And a little on the nose. And a bit mean. And very judgy. And more than a little weird, considering you're a stuffed rabbit I've had since I was 8 years old and you can't actually talk to me. So everything you said was really just me talking to myself and trying to convince myself that I need to look at this more rationally and logically. Oh, that's just crazy talk, Mr. Snugglebutt. And you know what? I don't think I need your input on this anymore, so you can just sit right here on the bed with your bad attitude and your judginess and just leave me to my excellent, excellent plan. Which, looking at the clock, should commence at any moment now, since he said he was just going out to lunch with some folks, which I assume meant some folks from work or something, and he'd be back really like half an hour ago. Wait, is that his car? It sounds like. Yes, that's definitely his car. Oh boy! This is really happening now. I mean, I don't suppose it has to. I could just stay in my room, in my towel, and no, this is the perfectly scientifically proven, 100% guaranteed to work plan. You can do this, girl. You got this. You're a badass, crazy gamer ninja chicken. You own this shit. And that's his car turning off. So he'll be coming in the door any minute now. Right. Operation TikTok Drop the Towel Challenge / blah, blah, blah. Have sex with me 1,000 times. Yada, yada, happily ever after is now a go. Okay. You got this. You got this. Oh, recording. Right. Okay. Pull up the phone. Bring up the app. Hit record. Okay. 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 Now, pan down. Show the towel around my body. Pan back up. Pull off the towel. Hold it up for the camera. That's the front door opening. And drop! Hey, Rumi! Welcome back! And you're not alone. Your parents! Hi, Rumi's parents. It's very nice to meet you both. Yes, I am. 100% completely naked. Yes, holding my phone. Pardon? Oh, the phone. It's a crazy, silly internet thing. You know, TikTok thingy, which I can probably just... Yeah, stop that. So, welcome to the apartment. Glad you guys could drop by. I'm sure your son will give you the nickel tour. I'd join you, but as ma'am, you so helpfully pointed out, I am standing in the living room. Completely naked, in front of my roommate and his parents, which is... I should probably go and rectify. Again, it was lovely to meet you both. Have a great visit, and you really made a great son there, so... Congrats on that! Right. Bye! Oh, shit. Fuck you, phone. I don't need you. Oh, God, Anne. Put the towel back on because why the fuck not? There we go. And well, that could have gone better. What's that, Mr. Snugglebutt? It certainly couldn't have gone any worse. Oh, sure it could have. It could have. No, you're probably right. That couldn't have gone any worse if I tried. I was just standing there, middle of the living room, in front of my roommate and his parents, with my tiny tits and adorable vagina on full display. What? It is adorable. So shut up and fuck you and shove it up your fuzzy little rabbit ass. His parents. His fucking parents. Seriously. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. What the fuck did I just do? You know what, Mr. Snugglebutt? Now is really not the time for your I told you so bullshit, okay? I need a new plan. A new plan. Okay. So, the new plan is forming in my brain and it says, yes. Okay. So now, I just wait for his parents to leave and wait for him to go back to his room. Meanwhile, I'm going to grab my suitcases, pack up everything I own. Wait until the coast is clear. Once he's gone to sleep, probably around 2 a.m. or so, I'll sneak out of the apartment with all my stuff, get in my car, hit the road and move to Zanzibar. Yes, I do. I know where Zanzibar is. Okay, actually, I don't. But that's what the internet is for. So I will grab my phone, look up how to get to Zanzibar, then pack all my shit, leave at 2 a.m, get in my car, go to Zanzibar, and live out the rest of my days in my abject horror and shame. You know what else, Mr. Snugglebutt? You're really not helping me here. You're supposed to be my friend, my confidant, my emotional support bunny. But you're just sitting there with your cold, dead, black, marbly eyes, just being all judgy. So you are getting a time out. I'm just going to take you over here, place you on the shelf and face you towards the corner where you can just sit there and think about what you've done, mister. Meanwhile, I'm just going to sit here on the bed in my towel and my shame and finalize the details of Operation Move to Zanzibar, where no one knows my name, no one knows my face, and certainly where no one sees me standing in the middle of the fucking living room with my tiny tits and my adorable vagina on full fucking display. But first, I think I need a few minutes of mortification. Yeah, just a good 3 to 4 minutes where I can just sit here, not say anything at all, and be mortified. Yes, Mr. Snugglebutt, I do hear the knocking, but I'm choosing to ignore it because answering that door means facing him and possibly his parents, and that's never going to happen. Plus, I'm a little too busy to be answering doors right now. I'm taking my 3 to 4 minute mortification break, then formulating my great escape plan where he'll never see me again. I'll never have to try to explain what an absolute dumbass I was. So he can just sit there in the hallway and knock on that door. The door that I totally forgot to lock. Fuck. Hey there, Rumi. Look, I can explain, all right? It was a TikTok thing, right? That, yes, you get it, exactly. The TikTok Nakey challenge thing. And it was all Mr. Snugglebutt's idea. He thought it would be hilarious. So I thought, I mean, I did think it would be funny, ha, 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 you know, like last week. So he talked me into it and I thought I'd do it as you got back from lunch today. And I had no idea your parents were going to be with you. And I mean, that's something you could have told me. No, you most certainly did not, Rumi. You told me you were going out to lunch with some folks. Ah, you said you were going out to lunch with your folks, as in your parents. That's an important pronoun distinction I probably should have picked up on. And I mean, I did think it was a bit weird that you were all dressed up when you left and that you said you were nervous about lunch. But apparently at the time I added those two together and got avocado. So, oh, damn it, I'm such a fucking idiot. What? No, it's not. How is it okay? I was standing in the middle of the living room with my tiny... with my naked body on full display in front of your parents. You told them what? You told them I was a nudist. You told them I walked around the apartment naked all the time. I see. And their reaction? So your mum was shocked and a little horrified, which honestly I kind of guessed from her expression when she blurted out that I was completely naked. But your dad just gave you a high five and said, nice. Great. So I'm guessing that means that any time in the future that they come to visit, I'll just have to strip down and prance around like a fucking stripper just to keep up appearances. You told them that next time you'd make me put some clothes on for their sake. You'd make me? As if you could just order me to... Wait. What the fuck are you doing? Why are you unbuttoning your shirt? Stop it. What are you doing? What the hell do you mean resetting the power imbalance? Yes, you saw me naked, but... What? Dude, this is not an episode of fucking Friends, okay? This isn't some weird sitcom-y nonsense where you've seen my naked body, so now there's a power imbalance in our relationship, so now I have to see your naked body to reset the balance, except you inadvertently show your naked body to Rachel instead, so now there's an imbalance between you and her, so she tries to show you her naked body but accidentally flashes Ross, so it's even more unbalanced, so Ross tries to flash Rachel, except he shows Monica, which is a bit weird since she's his sister and all, and it just keeps going round and round and round and round and round until we all end up standing around in the living room totally naked, then end up in a pile on the floor in a mass of naked flesh in a giant orgy as... Okay, I think at some point I veered away from the actual episode and slid into this fan fiction I read one time, but that is beside the point. The point is, this is not a fucking sitcom, Rumi. This is real life, and you don't need to... Stop! Stop right there! Don't you take off those pants, I swear it's not... My roommate... is now standing in the doorway to my bedroom in just his underwear. His really nice looking chest and stomach just... No, don't. No. Please don't take that underwear off. I swear it's not necessary. Get those hands off your underwear. I mean, it was just a stupid prank. It doesn't have to... And the underwear is off. And wow, nice cock. No, I did not just say that. That was not me. I did not just comment about the niceness of your man bits. That was Mr. Snugglebutt. He said it, not me. He said a little pervert and he's been very rude and very judgy all fucking day. But it definitely wasn't me commenting on your ridiculously nice looking cock. Nope. See, I'm not even looking at it. I'm looking directly into your eyes, maintaining eye contact and not looking at any other part of you. Of course, from this distance, I can still see everything in my peripheral vision. So I've got this. I'm putting my hand right here, right under my nose and blocking my peripheral vision. So I can't see anything except your eyes and your charming as fuck smile. And your really nicely defined abs. But I'm definitely not looking at... Stop right there! What are you doing? You've taken two steps into my room. And that's just two steps too fast. Just stop. Please. Just step back into the hallway. Please. You'll do it if I do you a favour. That's not how this works, dude. I'm asking you to just go back to the doorway so that you're not standing here naked in my room and... Yes, okay. Yes, I admit that maybe I do owe you a favour after walking out naked in front of your parents. But that's not... Damn it, maybe Friends was right. There is a power imbalance. I know I shouldn't agree to the favour, but I feel like I have to and... Fine. I will do you a favour if you just step back to the doorway. Thank you. Okay. Now you're back in the doorway. Now, what's the favour? What? You want me to drop the towel? That's the favour? Why? Because you want to see me naked again? But that's... No! I mean, wouldn't that just put us back to square one on the whole power imbalance thingy? You've seen me once. I've seen you once. Okay, admittedly with the patented peripheral vision blocker, but you... No, stop. You're moving closer again. I thought we'd agreed that... Well, okay, yes, technically I didn't hold up my end of the bargain. So you're reclaiming your two steps. Oh, look, dude, I didn't want to have to do this, but I should let you know before you try to take any more steps closer, and I'm sure you didn't know this about me, but the fact is that I'm a badass, crazy gamer ninja chick, and I'm fully capable of defending myself against any incoming attackers. Why are you always laughing at me with that ridiculously cute chuckle you always seem to have when I'm around? I will have you know, mister, that I've logged over 10,000 hours collectively in the Mortal Kombat, Tekken and Soul Calibur franchises, which, as you know, 10,000 hours automatically makes you an expert in something. So I'm an expert in badass crazy gamer ninja chick skills. Yes, that's skills with a Z. And if you step any closer, I cannot be held responsible for the ass kicking that will ensue. And you took another step forward. Okay. I'm warning you, Rumi. If you come any closer, I will have no choice but to spring into action and leap into my badass crazy gamer ninja chick defensive stance against which there is no escape. So if you value your sanity and possibly your testicles, I suggest you back. Okay. I've warned you and you took another step forward anyway, which means now activate badass crazy gamer ninja chick defensive stance. Hi-ya! Okay, I think I've discovered a slight problem here. Unfortunately, as part of the trademark badass crazy gamer ninja chick defensive stance, I'm required to keep my eyes locked onto my opponent at all times in order to be prepared for any incoming attack. Because of that, I must maintain eye contact with you and cannot look down at myself. And I'm not entirely sure, but it kind of feels like, in the course of adopting the badass crazy gamer ninja chick defensive stance, that my tail has fallen off. Is that an accurate summation of the situation? Oh, shit. Well, that certainly explains why it's suddenly much colder. And, yes. I'm pretty sure that I'm feeling the slight breeze from the air conditioning blowing across my now bare nipples, making them get considerably harder. Didn't really need that confirmation, but thank you. Of course, the other tactical error with adopting the badass crazy gamer ninja chick defensive stance is that my hand is up in the appropriate position for the stance and therefore no longer acting as a peripheral vision shield. Which means that even though I'm now maintaining eye contact with you, as the stance dictates, I'm now once again able to see things I should not be looking at. And, unless my peripheral vision is deceiving me, it also appears that said member is no longer hanging southward, but has instead hardened quite a bit and is now pointing more or less in my direction. And winking at me. Well, in my peripheral vision, it certainly looks like it's winking. Are you being affected by the air conditioning too? No, that's because of me. Because you're seeing my naked body again, which has now caused you to become aroused. Yes. Fuck you, science. Okay, even though I can now see everything in my peripheral vision once again, I'm going to ignore that and continue to just maintain eye contact with your large, beautiful, almost sparkly eyes. Seriously, dude, how the fuck do you do that? Your eyes literally sparkle like a goddamn anime character. Like those animes where the handsome young male protagonist ends up moving into a house with a bunch of pretty young females. You know, for reasons. And he spends the entire series completely oblivious to the fact that they're all totally into him and they keep devising all these schemes and scenarios to try to get him to notice them not as roommates but as love interests, and they all end up trying to fuck him and... Okay, in fairness, that's probably more like a hentai. Speaking of hentai, is it just me? Or is your dick still continuously growing to almost cartoonishly large proportions? Seriously, dude, that thing is just... I'm having a really hard time maintaining the eye contact required by the badass crazy gamer ninja chick defensive stance, and I'm... Fine. Look, just come here, Rumi. Yes, come here. Closer to me. Just stand in front of me already. Why? Because if you get close enough, then that almost cartoonishly large member will be out of my peripheral vision, and I can concentrate more on just talking to you. Please? Thank you. Okay. Now, we're really close and... well, here we are, just two roommates, standing mere feet from each other, completely naked. You with your sparkly anime eyes and almost cartoonishly large member, and me with my tiny tits and adorable vagina. Nope, no, 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 no. Eyes up, mister. You don't have to check. Just take my word for it. It's totally adorbs. So, now we're here. What? What is it that you want? What can I do for you? You want me to kiss you? And you think I want that too? Well, what I want is irrelevant at this point, because the fact is, you are in serious danger of violating the rules of the house here. Need I remind you of the rules of the house? The very rules that were created the day you moved in? They were written up, agreed upon, signed by both of us, and affixed with the official seal of the house, which, okay, admittedly, was just a custom dick butt sticker I happened to have in my backpack at the time, but we both agreed was sufficient to qualify as the official seal of house for the purposes of the rules document. And you signed that rules of the house document, same as me. But your current actions lead me to believe that maybe you've forgotten some of those rules. So perhaps it would behoove us both to review. Rule 1. The bins are collected every Thursday. All rubbish that needs to be placed in the bins outside must be by the front door no later than 8 p.m. Wednesday night. Rule 2. The daily chores of the house are to be split among the roommates in the following fashion. Roommate number 1. That's me. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and every other Sunday. Roommate number 2, that's you. Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and every alternate Sunday. Rule 3, rent and utilities are due the first of every month. All monies required for the paying of said bill should be placed on the kitchen counter no later than 24 hours before those bills are due. Rule number 4, and this is the one I think you need to pay particular attention to, because this is the one that you're in serious danger of violating here. Rule 4. No attempted or actual sexual or intimate contact between roommates will be inferred, implied, or performed ever, ever, no exceptions. Rule 5, no smoking. Those are the rules as laid out by both of us, agreed to, signed, and posted to the refrigerator by the official duck butt seal of house. Why are you leaning in towards me like that? What do you think you're doing? Breaking the rules. Well, in light of this new evidence, and considering we have enough members of the House Rules Subcommittee currently present to constitute a quorum, as chair of the committee, I would say that maybe the time has come for potentially modifying the House Rules slightly. To that end, the chair would like to propose the following amendment to the House Rules. The chair recommends that the entirety of Rule 4, as currently written, be stricken from the list and replaced with the following proposed language instead. Once a day. Wait, no, that seems a bit excessive. How about no less than once per week, though recommended more like 3 to 4 times in any given week, the party of the second part, heretofore referred to as roommate number 2, that's you, will take his almost cartoonishly large member and insert said member into the party of the first part, hereafter heretofore referred to as roommate number 1, that's me, in any orifice as agreed upon by both parties, including but not limited to... Well, okay, pretty much limited to A, the vaginal orifice, B, the oral orifice, and C, on some rare and appropriate occasions, as agreed upon ahead of time by both parties, the anal orifice. Once insertion has been achieved, the party of the second part will then proceed to fuck the living shit out of the party of the first part until both parties are satisfied that a successful conclusion has been reached. Okay. That is the new language for Rule 4 as proposed. Are there any amendments or adjustments by members of the committee? Yes. The chair recognises the distinguished gentleman of the committee. Do you wish to make any adjustments? The chair has heard the requested changes and agrees to modify the language at the beginning of the proposed rule to read at least once a day. Any other requested changes or amendments? The chair recognises the distinguished gentleman and again agrees with the addition of the phrase effective immediately to the end of the proposed verbiage. Okay then, if there are no further adjustments, the chair moves that the new proposed language be adopted into the rules of the House. Do I have a second? Seconded by the distinguished gentleman of the committee. Moved and seconded. The chair now puts the matter to a vote. All those in favour? There we have it. The votes read as follows. 2 yay votes, 0 nay votes, and 1 abstention because Mr. Snugglebutt is currently in timeout and is not allowed to vote on such matters. And with that vote, the measure is passed and the new language has officially been adopted into the rules of the House. Is there any other business? Yes. The chair recognises the distinguished gentleman of the committee. The chair would like the record to reflect the appreciative statement offered by the distinguished gentleman, and she would like to add that yes, she does agree that the chair herself is, in fact, quite adorable. So, if there is no other business, hearing none, the chair then moves to adjourn the meeting. Seconded by the distinguished gentleman. And the chair now calls this meeting of the House Rules Subcommittee to a close. Meeting adjourned. You've brought here, and I know that I'm not quite the size that you like, that my breasts aren't exactly what you'd normally prefer. What? You like my tiny tits? Well, I mean, they are bees and not completely tiny, but... You what? You think they're perfect? Really? How can you... Oh, you think they're perfect because they're attached to me, and I'm perfect. Dude, come on. You can't just say things like that to a girl. I can't even... Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Oh, my nipples were already so hard and sensitive, but your mouth sucking on my nipple. Oh, fuck, that's you. Oh, you're making my adorable little pussy so fucking wet. Yes. That adorable little pussy, the one that you are lightly stroking with your fingers. Oh, fuck. Bring me that mouth. Okay, slight tactical error on my part there. I wanted to get you on the bed so badly and, well, I kind of forgot you're like 5 inches taller and like half again my body weight, so pulling you down on top of me. Damn my badass crazy gaming ninja chick reflexes. No, 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 no. Don't you dare get up. I finally got you naked and on my bed. I'm never letting you leave again. Just come here. Let's just come a little this way. Get ourselves fully on the bed. There. That's better. Just like this. Me fully on the bed and you over the top of me, looking down at me with those sparkling anime eyes and kissing me. Is this real? Is this really happening? Please tell me this isn't one of those really intense dreams where I wake up to discover it's all been a dream and I have to furiously masturbate for like an hour just to calm down. Ouch! What the fuck, Rumi? Why the fuck did you just pinch me like that? Just proving that it's not a dream, that it's really happening. Oh, thank every deity that ever existed. Wait, wait, shit, stop. No, 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 I don't mean stop as in, no, I mean just, it's just fuck. We have to be careful. I haven't exactly been, you know, active in a while, so. The last time my pills ran out, I never got them refilled. So it's not exactly safe right now. I mean, no, I don't want to stop. I want this. It's just you can't finish inside me, okay? I swear. Look at me. I swear to you, first thing in the morning, I'm running down to the clinic and grabbing as many of those fucking discs that my tiny arms can carry. And once I'm back on the pill, we can do whatever you want, wherever you want to. But for today, just... You have a condom. Where? In your room, all the way on the other side of the apartment. Nah, fuck it. Sorry, Rumi, we're here now, you're here now. And I'm never letting you out of my bed. So just be careful, okay? I don't care. Whatever you want, just not inside me. Fucking whip it out and splatter me like a fucking Jackson Pollock painting, just not inside, okay? Jackson Pollock. He's a painter. You know what? Never mind. You can come wherever you want to, just not inside my pussy. Deal? Good. What? Dude, I've never been more sure of anything in my entire fucking life. I've wanted this for so goddamn long. Please. Please stick that cartoonishly large cock inside me. Good. Oh, you're stretching me out so fucking much. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. No, 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 no. It's good, it's good, it's good. It's all fucking good. I just... give me a second to adjust here and... What? fucking kidding me? It's only halfway in. Holy fucking shit, dude. Are you fucking serious? No, it's okay. I can take it. I'm a badass, crazy gamer ninja chick, and I can take whatever you can give me. So just do it, fucker. Stick it all the way in. Just please go slow. Oh, fucking hell. That's so fucking incredible. It's better than I ever imagined. It's holy shit, Rumi. You're filling me up. You feel so fucking amazing inside of me. Please, please. Oh, just fuck the shit out of me, please. Yes, that's it. Speed up. It's okay. It's okay. Yes, go faster, please. Yes. Wait. Sit back a bit. Back on your knees. Oh, God. And let me grab your shoulders and hoist myself up. Okay, here we go. Fuck, it falls even deeper in this position. Me just straddling your lap as you rest on your knees like that. Now I can just wrap my arms around your shoulders and bounce. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. That's really fucking deep. Oh, my God, it feels so fucking good. Oh, please. Don't stop. Just let me ride you. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Fuck my fucking tits. Suck my tits. Oh, my God. Take the whole thing in your mouth and just devour me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Whoa, are you okay? Sorry, was I going too fast? Too rough? A bit off balance? Okay, here, just lie back, yeah, just on your back, and I'll stay on top of you. Oh, fuck, I swear, every position it just gets deeper and deeper inside me. Oh, no, it's okay. It's fucking perfect. Oh, my God, now let me ride you like this. Oh, don't worry. I'll do all the fucking work. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, you like the way I grind just like this. Oh, my God, it feels fucking amazing to me too. Oh, fuck, I just want to keep writing. Oh, it's so incredible. Oh, my God, I can't help. I just want to, bounce up and down. Oh, this is amazing fucking cock. I'm going. Holy fucking shit, dude. That was... Oh my God. Oh my God. I haven't fucking come like that in so fucking long. Wait. Are you okay, Rumi? Did I hurt you? Did I do too much? You look like you're in pain. Are you... What? You're trying to be good. What do you... Oh shit, you're really close and you're trying to be good and not come inside me. Well then, I suppose it would be a really bad idea for me to squeeze my muscles like... Oh fuck! I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I'm... Fuck. Well, let me get off you. That was... I'm sorry. That was really fucking mean. I didn't mean to... I don't know what came over me. I was just... Shit. Yum, look at that fucking thing. Oh, you look like you're just about to explode. Here, let me just grab it and... Holy shit, look at that fucking spurt. It's... Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I'm fuck. Just come here.
Holy fuck, that's a load of fucking cum.
Holy shit, I just fucking swallowed your cum. I've never done that before. I don't know, I panicked. I saw that first fucking spurt and I swear it looked like it was about to hit the fucking ceiling. So I panicked and the only thing I could think of was to just put it in my mouth. I mean, at least I kept it from getting everywhere. But then I sat up and realised I had a mouthful of your cum and I didn't know what to do with it, so I just swallowed it. That was incredible. Oh shit, oh I'm sorry dude, I didn't think about it. I just wanted to kiss you and... No, it's just, I know some guys are kind of weird about that. I mean, I just had a mouthful of your cum and now I'm kissing you and... Really? It's okay. You don't... Holy shit, dude. That was amazing. I can't believe it took us so long to do this. I mean, I've wanted you for so long. And now I have you. I mean, I do, right? Have you? I meant what I said about going to the clinic first thing tomorrow morning. And I'm getting back on the pill and we can do anything that you want to, if you want to. Oh crap, I'm sorry, I just... This wasn't a one-time thing, was it? I mean, if it was, I'd understand, but... So, not a one-time thing. Good. I mean, you are the one that added the whole at least once a day thing to the new rules. And it was amazing and all, but I think there's so much more that we can do. Plus, you know, you've still got 999 times to go. What? Oh, nothing. Sorry. Inside joke. Never mind. There you are. Oh God, I love seeing you like that. Just staring down at me with those sparkly anime eyes and that charming smile. I can't take it. You really are amazing, Rumi. I just want to stay like this forever. I'm sorry I've been such an idiot and been trying all these stupid schemes to get you to notice me. I guess it's pretty obvious now that I've been thinking about this. About you for a long time now. The truth is, I... What? Wait. What do you mean? Ha, I said it first. This isn't a competition, dude. You can't just... Do you mean that? Like, for real, for real? You love me? You really do? But for how long? I mean, how long have you known for? Since the first day you moved in here. You've been in love with me all this fucking time and you never said anything. What the fuck, asshole? Why didn't you tell me? Well, okay, yes, I was pretty adamant about that whole Rule 4 thing from the beginning, but... Yes, I know. When we were making the rules of the house, I made special care to highlight that one. And underline it. And added a couple of stars next to it. But come on, these rules were never really supposed to be all that important. Yes, yes, okay, it does say official on there. And there's our signatures and the dick butt seal of house and all that, but they were never really supposed to be... rules, you know? More like guidelines. Suggestions, really. Oh, I love you too. You know that, right? You know, Rumi, I think it's a little early in the relationship for you to be tossing around phrases like I do so flippantly. Not that I'd mind hearing that in a more official capacity someday, just... I think you're the most incredible guy in the world, and I love you so fucking much. And I'm so glad we did this, that we finally admitted what we feel for each other. And speaking of feeling, unless I'm mistaken, I think I'm feeling a certain almost cartoonishly large thing slowly creeping its way towards my adorable vagina. Are you nonchalantly trying to sneak your way inside of me again, mister? Are you trying to hint that maybe you'd like to go for another ride on the crazy roommate train? Oh, fuck. 998.